Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Most High, who was and is to come, the Almighty. Jehovah, reign it and let the earth tremble. Let every creation bow before him and honor him, who alone is God Almighty. Yes, he is our God. He is the maker of all things and the owner of all things, and he sustains all things by the word of his power. His throne is established forever. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His kingdom has no end. And as the Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of our God endureth for all generations. His word is eternal. Our God is eternal. He's unchanging. He said, because I change not. That is why you and I can have a hope for the future, because our God changeth not. He remains God always, in all times, in all seasons, in all situations. He is the only wise God, the only true God, the everlasting Father, the King of glory. His kingdom has no end. Forever he will reign. I'm telling you, this time is an hour for us to cry out and look up to him who is God, who is unchanging, who is reliable and forever faithful. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. He is amazing. He is wonderful. He is true. He is faithful. He is reliable. No one that put their trust in God will be put to shame or confounded. Heaven and earth, yes, shall pass away. The works of men, the wisdom of men, the power of men, nations will come, nations will fall. Things will come, things will go. The devil himself has an end. But our God endureth all times. He is the everlasting Father. He is the King of glory. He is the rock of ages. He is our refuge in the times of the storm. We can run into him and be safe. We can run into him and be safe and be protected. To God, the only true God, be glory and honor and praise and power now and forevermore, who is wonderful, who is reliable, who is faithful, and thank God for his word. His word is lamp. His word is light to guide us in this hour and this season and these times. No matter how deep the darkness in the world may be or is right now, yet we have his eternal word. Our God is our light. He is our salvation. We shall never be afraid or panic or live in distress, because those who trust in God shall be like Mount Zion. They shall not be moved. David said, I have set the Lord always before me. He's at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Yes, everything can shake. Whatever can quake and shake, kingdoms can fall, nations can fall, but the kingdom of our God endureth forever. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. You can see that I'm very, very, really excited about what God is doing, what God is about to do, and I bless him for his amazing and wonderful love and kindness and faithfulness. He is a beginning and he is the end. We must begin in him. We must begin with him. We must continue in him and through him unto the end. This God is our God. He's our guide even unto death. God never intended you and I should travel the road of life alone. He came to be our companion in our daily lives. Christ came, God Emmanuel. He's near, he's with us. And his plan is to walk with you and I through the valleys of life, through the dark times of life. He is always saying, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. The Bible said, and the disciples went about preaching the gospel and the Lord walking with them. No, the Bible said, Enoch walked with God. God is calling you and I this time, this year, this season, to ever have ever closer and intimate and deep walk with him. Don't walk for God. Walk with God. Travel the road of life with the Almighty. Walk in tandem with him, his counsel, his wisdom, his strength. He knows the end from the beginning. Nothing takes God by surprise. So God can clear the way, make the path we are traveling more safer, more peaceful. We can see our way more clearly when we travel in the light of His presence. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for joining me today on Arise and Shine, broadcasting here from the great city of Prague, the Czech Republic, right here in Europe. And what an amazing grace God has lavished upon us this many years. When we're beginning the television ministry, we're just saying, okay, let's see if we can go for some few months. Let's go. Now, it is years and years and years. And to God, the only true God, be all praise and honor and thanksgiving for what He has doing and what He's doing through and in this ministry. To God be the glory. Thank God we can still continue to broadcast this message to every home all over Africa, all over Europe, way over there in Americas, in different portals there, and in Asia and Middle East. This gospel is being proclaimed right here from the city of Prague to the ends of the world. To God be the glory. Only God can do this. This indeed is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Praise be to God. There's a place I want to begin with you today and this time and this new season. I want to begin with you there in a very popular place there in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. What a best place to begin. It's good to begin always at the beginning. You know, in the beginning, God created in the beginning. And then it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Please, I tell you, begin with the Word, begin with God. If you begin with God, begin with the Word, begin and continue in God and in His Word, you can't go wrong. You can't miss your way. You cannot travel by heaven's navigation and miss your way. It's not possible. It is absolutely impossible. No matter how the devil may throw this along your path, yet God will navigate you. He make a way where there's no way. He will navigate you out of the hurdles of life, out of the puzzles of life. Here in chapter, the book of Genesis chapter 8, and you can notice the story of Noah and the flood. Something that never happened before in the history of the human race happened. And Noah and his family were firsthand witnesses to the judgment of God upon sin. Again, listen, I know you may not like to hear that, but this is human foolishness and naivety. You have to understand, God loves sinners, but He hates sin. To the extent He loves sinners, it is the extent He hates sin. So how does He now try to separate sinner from his sin? Because with sin comes judgment. We may not like to hear that, but sin brings judgment. When sin comes to its fullness, God cannot do nothing but to judge it. And if anyone keeps on clinging to their sin, holding to their sin, God is not judging the sinner in a sense, He's judging the sin. But if people keep on clinging to their sin, to their sinful way of life, then they are destroyed in their sin. But if you abandon your sin, God will judge the sin and save the sinner. Oh, now that's good news now. Praise the Lord. Chapter 8 of the book of Genesis. And this is the story of Noah as he came out of the ark to begin a new war, begin a new day, a new year, a new season. Everything he has known, that time was all destroyed. That civilization is completely ended with that judgment of flood. Now, our world we live in now will be judged by fire, to be completely revamped by fire. God will send fire to consume and destroy everything. Noah's time was by flood. Now, look what it says as Noah came out of the ark. Chapter 8 of Genesis, verse 15, say, and God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with thee. Father, we thank you as we step out of the old into the new. Help us as we share your word today, that they will hear your voice behind my voice. They will hear you speaking to them, everyone listening, that your voice ring like bell in their hearts today, in their minds, to help them begin a new day, a new season, a new year, a new direction for their lives, and to follow in the light of your instructions. Thank you, Father, as we bring to nothing every instrument of darkness and every voice of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And then verse 17 said, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Now, it is an amazing, wonderful message here from this book of Genesis chapter 8. So here we see that there have been all this total destruction. That you see, God is a God that is so wonderful and wise. Even in the midst of judgment, he always preserves a remnant, the seed of continuity. Seed of continuity. So even though the whole thing of that time were destroyed, yet God preserved the seed of humanity and of every clean animal. He makes sure he placed in the ark the seed of continuity. So now I'm saying that to you also, whenever you are today in your life, I don't know what you've gone through in your life, even in this time of great turmoil and earthquakes, natural disasters, or war and famine, and I mean, unimaginable things are happening all over the world. From the COVID to wars and famines and earthquakes and floodings, it's unimaginable. You ask yourself, can humans survive? So here we see the word of Noah with in total destruction, but yet God preserved a remnant, the seed of continuity. Just Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their three wives, basically eight. And then the living thing, which he told them to keep two by two. And then they all came out of the ark and look into emptiness and vast rubble and stinking destruction. You may be there in the war front, or earthquakes, or catastrophe, or flooding of any kind, or you've been robbed, or plundered, or cheated, or deceived. And he said, what am I going to live for? I might as well take my own life. I might as well kill myself. There's no future for me. Maybe you're entering the new year with looking around yourself, said, what do I have? There's nothing. But I'm telling you, God always preserves a seed of continuity. There's always that little something there. That God, even in the midst of the judgment and destruction and waste, he has preserved something. And if you can ask yourself, Lord, what is it that you preserved in me or around me? Because you knew what was going to happen. And you might have somehow, in your own omnipotence and omniscience, preserve something that could become the seed of continuity in this time of intense problem. God always preserves something. Mostly for those who have walked righteously, who has believed God. Maybe you went into other kind of really serious with God or perfect or wonderful. But you have that, you've believed God, you've trusted God, or maybe just a casual believer. But God always preserves the seed of continuity. The seed of continuity. And I'm praying for you today that you might, God might speak to your heart. You might, your eyes might open to see that little thing there which you might not even think means anything. You might just compare the whole world of Noah to all that was remaining was what was in the ark. How big was the ark? How big was it? What could be contained in the ark compared to the whole vast wealth and riches of that then world? But God knows how to preserve in a miniature form the seed of continuity. So here was Noah and his family out of the ark. Imagine how many people lived in those times of Noah. But only eight were saved. And with God, when that seed of continuity is that he has preserved in his omnipotence can really be brought before him in prayer, he is able to breathe life into that thing. Can you imagine that from that time of Noah of eight people till today, we are about 8 billion. I mean, think about eight people of Noah to 8 billion today. I mean, that's almost like something there, very mysterious. From eight people of Noah to 8 billion today. 8 billion. Out of that eight human beings that came out of the ark, today we have 8 billion, with all the wars and killings, First World War, Second World War, and everything in between, pandemics and earthquakes and killings and deaths. Yet on earth today is 8 billion human beings, from the eight people of Noah to 8 billion. So when the seed of continuity, which you may be there to, then you are despising whatever you, what's that going to do for me now? Compare that to what I lost. Compare this to what I lost, what I used to have, what I used to be, who I used to be, what is going to be for me now? What is the need? I mean, I might as well just abandon myself to all kinds of nonsense and give up hope for living. Just forget it. I'm over with. I'm finished. You are not finished yet. As long as you can trust God and lay yourself down before Him, He will open the door for you. He will open your eyes to see something has preserved in you. And that thing has preserved in you may not be money, may not be property, may not be anything. Maybe that you have such a heart that you can sit down there where you are and listen to a person like me speaking the word of God to you. That can be your greatest asset in this year. That you have such a heart, such an attitude, that no matter all, whatever, you can still sit down and say, okay, let me just hear what man is saying. What is he saying? What? All right, talk to me. And this can be the key to the greatness of God this year, this time, that you'll be saying, wow, that was the starting point. That was a trigger that finally propelled me forward to believe, to expect that I can live again, that I can sing again, that I can believe again, I can rejoice again, that I can recover again everything I have lost. Noah could have been overwhelmed coming out of the ark and saying, what is the need? Why wake up in the morning again, go to work? What is, you know, it might be you lost your family, you lost your friends, you lost your job, you lost even, I mean, your health has been in trouble. Maybe you are heavily indebted and you are totally, completely overwhelmed. Where did I begin now? Tell me, where do I really start? You can start in God. You can start with God. You can start in prayer. You can start on your knees again. You can start by reaching out to that old Bible you ignored for a long time and pull it back again, bring it before you and open it. Even though everything in you is crying, that's nonsense. All your friends are saying you are brainwashed. You are stupid. With all that have happened to you, are you still going to believe in God? Job lost everything. Devil robbed him. Yet he reached out to God in faith. He destroyed everything he had and destroyed even his health. Yet he never destroyed that little flicker of faith in his heart. That can be the seed of your continuity in this season and time and new year. That you still are able to reach out and find where the Bible is. Reach out and go on television. Here comes this preacher that you don't really like that kind of preacher, but let me listen to him. Okay. Wow. And that, there you are. And I'm here to connect you to what can be the biggest turning point in your life. God is no respecter of persons. If you will humble yourself and listen to this teaching and preaching today, this can be the breath. The fresh breath for new life you've been looking for. That fresh push forward. The Almighty God is right now here speaking to you, you alone. You are 41 years of age. There's one of you there. You are actually 41 in this very month. You're going to turn 41 years. And the Almighty God is right now addressing your heart, speaking to your mind, and telling you, this is that thing. If you will listen to this servant of mine, I'm going to give you a new beginning. A fresh new beginning. And you can rebuild again and regain again. And you can run again and not be weary. You can recover all that you've ever lost. Here was Noah. The world has sunk into judgment and destruction. Out of the ark, he had only the seed of continuity. What does he do with it? To eat it? To do what? To throw it? No. The first thing he did, look at it. Look at what happened. And the Lord said to him in verse 17 again, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. This is the breath of God on the seed of continuity. That little thing, compared the ark, what was in the ark, to all that was destroyed. It has no percentage to it. Yet God, out of that 8 people, another few animals in that very boat, look at how much we have today on earth. The seed of continuity. And verse 18 says, and Noah went forth, and his son, and his wife, and his son's wives with him. That's all. Nobody else anywhere in the world. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and every whatsoever creeping upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. The seed of continuity. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered a burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the knowledge of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. To God be the glory. Now, he got a word from the Lord. The first thing he did was to fall on his knees and to offer God sacrifice of prayer, of praise, and bring what he had and lay them on the altar of God. Now, you can begin this year in time and say, well, I can't afford to lay anything now on the altar. It's too small. You know, how can I do that? Let me just see what I can do with it and see if I can somehow, maybe when I get bigger, get better, then I can offer something to God. No. That's not the way to do it. You must put first things first. Seek God first. Out of what looks like that's the last you have, the last piece of bread, the last, like the widow said to Elijah, this is the last meal. We are in our last meal. We are our last dough. This is last. He said, yeah, I know it is your last, but put first things first. Take a gift and present before God Almighty. If you put God second, say after, what you got will vanish away from your hands. And that's the end of you. You're finished. But if you in pain and tears say, God, out of this, I give you a portion. I'm going to pull out of this and give you a portion. Beginning this new year with prayer and praise on my knees, with worship and with a sacrifice offering to God Almighty. Say, God, I give it. If you can bless this, you can turn it again from 8 people to 8 billion. From animals that can only be contained in an ark to animals that cannot fill in the world everywhere on earth. That's the power of God. That's the power of his preserving ability. He is able to preserve. He always preserves a remnant. And I'm praying for you today in this hour and time that God will open your eyes to see the remnant. No matter what have happened around you in this past year, no matter what is, you are facing a dark season, a dark time in your life. You've lost persons, you've lost people, you've lost friends, you've lost even your own personal respect and dignity. Nobody anymore cares who you are, what you are. I am telling you, this is not your end. If you listen to this message today and put it into practice, by the time this year is coming to an end, you can look back and then listen, remember this message and say, wow, that was God speaking to me. So God speaks through people today. Yes, he does. And he's speaking to you now through me today. I am his servant. I am anointed. I am called by the Almighty God. I didn't do it. He did it. And he's speaking to you today. Take out of the little ugly man and place a seed on the altar to the throne of God. Let it go up to him like a fragrance, a sweet fragrance. Offer something from the little remnant to the Almighty. Beginning this year on your knees in prayer on the altar. Take out of the little remnant that's about to die. Like, looks like, how can he plant, fill the earth with this and food? Take of that remnant first and offer God a sacrifice. And let it enter, go up to him like a sweet smelling savour in the cloud. Angels will pick up that sacrifice and the fragrance, the smell of it, and that's to the very nose of God. And then God will speak and say, oh, as long as the earth remains, I will no more curse it. I will not make a total end. And he will breathe into that very little remnant and give you his word for the year. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. As long as this earth remains, I'm going to make sure that little remnant from which you gave me a sweet fragrance offering will never come to an end. He will send the rain of heaven. He will send his blessings upon that little remnant till it takes root again deep down on earth and bring forth great fruit up. That out of that ashes of defeat and destruction and judgment, not the ashes of humiliation and shame and insult, rises up something that can then again fill the earth with praise to the Almighty God. There is always a seed of remnant. What have you lost? What have you been sorrowing about and weeping about and agonizing and feeling miserable and hopeless and depressed? And just about, almost about abandoning every hope or no more believing in nothing and nobody, you know. Now I'm going to go abandon myself to whatever, gambling or stealing or drug or whatever. I will just let loose of myself and let just and be carried away by the wind and the flood of filth and vanity. Don't do it. I remember years ago, I was in the spirit, 2014, and I met one of the leaders of Europe now. I met him in the spirit, and he was about, then he was, you know, going, doing some things that was terrible. Everybody, you know, was against it, and he wanted to commit suicide. And I said to him, listen, you don't have to do it. There are still some good things in you. The Bible says, as you can see, a cluster of grape in the tree there, and he wanted to cut it down, but then you see some little cluster there, just a little. He said, oh, don't cut it down. There's a blessing in it. There is still something good here. Let's dig around it. Let's put more money on it. Let's pour more grace. Let's do more praying. Let's see if out of this little remaining cluster, there could come something great. A big harvest can arise out of little things. The Bible said, do not despise the days of little things. Many people are losing things, losing so much, losing many things. But I'm telling you today, no matter what you've lost, don't look back. Look forward. Look forward to a new day, a new season, a new blessing, a new outpour of God's grace and mercy. God is still able to make you what he wants you to be through that little that remain, that little faith that remain, that you can still believe God and read your Bible and go to church or say, Jesus, have mercy on me, forgive me of my sins. That means there's still something good in you that God can use to bring you out of all your troubles. Praise be to God. Put your hand in your heart and pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I believe and I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. He was buried on the third day. He rose from the dead and he's alive. He is the Son of God. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord, be with me. Help me. Guide me, O Lord. And I want to serve you and I want to please you. I want to walk with you. Every step of this year, I thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, my friend, write and call today. The info is on your screen. And if God put into your heart to sow that little seed of continuity today, do it today. Don't delay. Don't waste time. As you heard the word, the anointing is upon you. Do it now. I want to hear from you today. God bless you. And see you again very soon. Praise the Lord.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sins. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.